Hi, everyone in podcast land. My name is Robert M., and this is my podcast. I'm starting this podcast because I considered myself to be blessed, humbled, and I'm a grateful young man. My upbringing, in my opinion, was a bit shaky and not what would have been considered as a normal, you know, life with the family home, with the lovely picket fences, as one would see in certain movies. It was rather the opposite. But through it all, I persevered and made it through all the challenges without the aid of therapeutic exercise or activities. And so today I want to use this opportunity and this platform to talk about everyday life obstacles, struggles, and the blessings that I've gained, and including, you know, my cultural upbringing. And I'm not an expert, you know, but I was born in Jamaica, island of Jamaica, and I have certain experiences that kind of made me stand out differently. So I think this would be good to share with other people. And with this podcast, I expect to inspire and uplift anyone who may have gone through similar upbringings or experiences, who may be finding it difficulties coping with the day-to-day life and issues. Today's episode is very, very special to me because it's Father's Day, June 21st, 2020. And I get to have one of my children, Jaden, who is 11 years old. He's over for the weekend, and since it's Father's Day today, I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to kick off this episode with him. Also, today, he gets to interview me. Jaden is a very smart kid, young, intelligent. He just graduated fifth grade, and he'll be moving into sixth grade. And I believe, you know, he's of the age to hear some of my experiences and my upbringing and my culture, you know, where I'm from, so he can be inspired and also learn how to be better a person and better himself, and to be better than I was. Because let's face it, in my opinion, I believe our kids are or should be an improvement of their parents. He also has the opportunity to change the narrative of my past to better his future. So welcome, Jaden. You can start the questionings.
Well, Dad, I want to wish you a happy Father's Day.
Thank you, son. Thank you for coming over this weekend to spend it with me.
Well, I love you, and I wouldn't miss being with you on Father's Day.
Thank you, son. So you can go ahead, Jaden.
So, Dad, do you have a dad?
Yeah, I do have a father, Jaden.
Now, how come I never heard about you talk about your father?
Well, it's a good question, son. Well, I really don't know him that well. I grew up in the island of Jamaica. I was born there. And I grew up in orphanage. So from about at the age of 8, then onto 2 separate foster home families. Then I graduated high school around about 17 years old.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah, that's been through a lot, but it turned out very well.
Do you ever speak to your dad?
Many, many years ago, you know, I spoke to him not really every now and then, but once in a while, I used to search for his phone numbers, try to find contact for him. You know, I reached out to some family members that I met along the way, you know, until I finally get a number for him. I think I get a number for him when I was in like 15 years old.
Okay, cool. Cause I did not know anything about you growing up.
Well, that's good. What do you want to know, really? Everything? Yeah, sure. Well, you should know everything, right? So, all right. So, as I told you, I was born in Jamaica. I remember living with my mom and dad and sisters and brothers when I was, I think, I can't remember as far as back, maybe like 6, 7 years old. My brothers and sisters, you know, Uncle John, Auntie Shani, and Auntie Chantel. Well, there was another sister, the eldest of us, that she passed many, many years ago. Her name was April. So it would have been nice for you to meet her.
Sorry to hear that, Dad.
Thanks, man. That's okay. So I believe I was about 6 or 7 years old at the time. I can remember living on an army base in Jamaica. My dad, you know, he always wore a uniform. My mom stayed home. I think I was kind of like a mama's boy, but I really loved my father. But, you know, I remember spending most of my time on the floor because I couldn't walk. I had a cast on my right leg due to a surgery that was done on my leg. I didn't know what a surgery was at the time. So as I got older, my mom told me what happened. I was told that I was born with a deformity caused by a disease called polio that caused my right leg to be smaller than my left. This is why I don't wear shorts, as you can tell. But so growing up, you know, it wasn't a perfect home. You know, my dad, he was always at work. And when he comes home, you know, he was always like, maybe like angry or miserable, maybe because of pressures from the job, looking back in hindsight now. But for whatever reasons, at some point, I just remember us being at home by ourselves, you know, like yeah. by ourselves, like, and nobody was there. We had no idea what happened.
So
we like, it was just us, brothers and sisters in the house, you know, and then I remember one day somebody came and knocked on the door. It was just us there by ourselves, just the kids, no parents, no mom, no dad. I had no idea where mom was nor dad.
It must have been eerie, very disturbing.
Well, at that time, I didn't know any better. I didn't know if it was bad or if it was good. We were in the house all by ourselves. Like, it have to have been days because we were in there. So we started eating everything that was there until there's nothing else to eat. Until one day, we heard a knock on the door. Normally, your parents tell you don't open the door. So we peeped through the window. I'm peeping through the window. And I saw a couple of people in uniforms. They came, asked for appearance. And, you know, I think my older sister at the time, you know, explained that we don't know where they were. And that's when they took us down. I remember going down to, like, I don't know if it was like a, I don't know, maybe it was a conference room or whatever. They fed us because we were all hungry. We're dirty. We didn't bathe for days. You know, we didn't bathe for days. So, and they fed us. And then I think they started the proceeding. I remember I was going to court and I think they took us over. They took us to a foster home then.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, so from then, I was in the foster home, you know, growing, you know, it was kind of weird, to be honest with you. It was a whole bunch of different kids that, you know, at the time I had no idea what it meant, what they meant, why were we there? Why were they there, you know?
So, you basically trying to say, like, you were too young to understand anything that was happening?
Yes, I was too young to understand anything that happening. I started to understand when I went to my first foster mom. And that was when I was 10 years old. So, in the orphanage, you know, the boys were at one section, the girls were at one section. So, I didn't see my sisters that much. And until we were eating dinner or breakfast or until we're assembled together, like assembly in a room, like, you know, like at school, everybody's in the lunchroom.
Yeah.
That's the only time I see them. So we weren't that close, but it was five of us at the orphanage. So everybody knew we were brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And then my brothers and sisters. Now my big sister that died, she ran away from the home very at an early, maybe like within the first or second year, she ran away and we didn't know where she was. It wasn't a big deal. Nobody looked to find her. Oh. It was back then. It wasn't that serious, I guess. Or I wouldn't know, you know, it wasn't a big thing. We just know that where's your sister? Oh, she ran away. Okay. And it was okay. It wasn't a big deal. Oh. And then, so I went to my first foster home and then I went to my second foster home. And so pretty much all my life, I didn't really talk to my father. You know, I don't know him. I know of him, you know. We know where he is. We were told that he left with another family. And I never heard of him ever again. But despite that, as you can see, being a child without a father is not really something that should prevent you from being who you are, or who you're going to be.
Successful.
Being successful, yes. So, yeah, that's good. But, you know, look at me now. You know, I get to be a father. I'm very happy and very pleasing to be a dad, you know, and that's it. What did you want to ask me?
What was it like in school?
School. That's a good question. Well, to be honest with you, it didn't seem like it was school. It felt like a free for all. Like I don't it was different. Let's put it this way, it was very different. It wasn't like school in here in America where everything is done in a certain order and fashion. First of all, schools in Jamaica, they wear uniforms. It's not like in America where you guys can wear whatever
So it's
you
like a
want.
private school, basically.
No, it's not a private school. It's public school, but they wear different uniforms. They all wear uniform, so everybody looks the same. It's not like this guy, like nobody couldn't discriminate you because they're wearing the same khaki color. There's not like, oh, look at your shoes. What is that? They all wear the same looking stuff. So it was equal. It was an equal playing field. So school for me, it was more of like a fun. Did I really do excellent? No, I did not. I was, distracted a lot because, we were, it, I, like I said, it wasn't like serious. It wasn't taken serious, but I managed to graduate because at the end of the day, you still, if you are very smart and like when it comes to time for exams or for tests, you gotta prepare. So I was prepared at that time. And so yeah, school, high school, but it was fun though. Don't get me wrong, it was very fun. But it's different than the way I see school here in America.
Okay.
How about school? How was school for you?
School
Look
for
at you.
me. I'm
Oh, how
supposed to
was
be
school?
asking the questions here.
That's true. That is true.
Okay. But I'll answer this. School in America here is different from how the parents see it. And the teachers,
How so?
they had to learn from grown-ups or kids who just graduated, who really took math classes and understood the new math. And like grown-ups now, like for instance, parents like you, they don't understand the math that well. They have to use certain things.
Yeah,
Some of
it's
them,
different.
some of them complain, why did they change math? Why is it so
Yeah,
different?
because we never see those stuff, and also I must say it was different in our culture and growing up. So yeah, I see your homework sometimes. I remember when you used to come over, yeah, your homework, I used to just get the information from the teacher.
Yeah.
But also I depended on you, as a smart kid you are, to remember what was taught in school in the day so you could do your homework at night, right?
I was taught. And like the classes, like in my school in third grade, there was just this one class that I didn't like, but you had to go through it. In my school, that was like the first time I had that class, literacy, I believe it's called, where you listen to the teacher who reads a book, and then you write down about it, draw, you just explain it. And sometimes she asks you to write certain things, certain objectives about the book, write about him or her doing this, or if him or her could have done this or that, how they could have prevented this. You see what I'm saying? And obviously in my school, I mean, it probably happened in the past, I'm not sure, but now we just have our main classroom for basically the entire day. And about an hour or 40 minutes of a special class. Like each day is a different class, and we'd have 2 gym days. And there would be so 2 gym days, math, literacy, and library. Library is my personal favorite because it's very quiet and you can just relax and read a book.
Oh, that's
And
cool.
now that I'm going into sixth grade, I found out how many things I have to do. There's gonna be 9 periods, 1 hour and 20 minutes of ELA
What is
and
ELA?
stuff. ELA, English Learning Arts, I think it's called.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind me asking you a question,
Answer.
during this whole pandemic situation, COVID-19, how was that transitioning with the schoolwork for you? The transition to schoolwork, because you had to be working from home on a computer, right?
Yeah, the transition was unbelievably uncomfortable. Like even when I went into the school, we did that. I was like, oh, can I just go home? But the transition, it was so weird. It was really weird. And you had to use a laggy, glitchy computer. You had to wait until 9 p.m.
Oh,
you had to wake up early for all of that.
Welcome to the world, buddy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean,
and also learning about the virus and now all the riots, protests, and having to learn about everything else now. It's an impact. It's really an impact.
I can tell you one thing, though. I mean, nobody has ever experienced this in our lifetime. So I guess you have to learn from this. And
yeah.
I feel like one of the takeaways from this for me is that we learn how to be very careful, be clean, wash your hands. You know, I can't say I used to wash my hands a lot before.
Yeah.
I can't say I used to sanitize my hand before. But you know, you learn a lot now, right? I'm sure you've learned a lot of stuff now, right? Social distancing and all these things, wear your mask,
and the importance of hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
That runs out, masks, gloves. You have to, like, even some stores, you can't even go in there without a mask, and, like, we're running out, and they're still making some. And now, since it's, like, phase two now, or phase three, I don't know, since it's that, everyone is starting to go outside, and I have a bike, and it's getting rusty, and it's too small for me. I go for another bike, all gone. They're all gone.
Yeah,
everywhere.
I know.
Walmart,
there's nothing in stores now.
Everywhere. And I'm trying to ride one.
Well, you'll get one as soon as everything's tones down, you know, you'll get one. So, again, like I said, I'm very happy to see you. I know we don't get to see each other a lot, but I'm very glad to see you.
I'm glad to see you. See you grow.
Yeah, you're growing. You're like almost tall. By the way, I'm like 6'2", and he looks like 6'2". Just kidding. So it's all good. I just want to say to everyone out there, just keep your head up and stay strong. And, you know, don't give up no matter what. Just humble. Stay positive. You have anything you want to say to the people out there, Jaden?
Yes. If you're still here, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, stay positive. All right. Thank you for listening. And tune in next week for another episode of...
Yes, sir.
...of the Everyday Life Stories Podcast.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Good day.